Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are going to be visiting with Dr. Nabil, and he is from Egypt, has been visiting here for several days, and is part of the Presbyterian Joining Hands and Together for Family Development program. So welcome to Backyard and Beyond, Dr. Nabil.
Thanks a lot, and I'm happy to be back here.
Yes, and I know you have visited the United States several times.
Yeah, I have visited here over than three times.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about the revolution, because that is so important, and I'm not sure how much many Americans really have paid attention, but the revolution happened in one way in a very short time. You kind of count down the days, and how did that revolution come about and who participated?
We are lucky to have this revolution after so many years, and it just took 18 days to remove our president and to say leave. It began on the 25th of January and ended on the 12th of February. What's amazing in this that the youth were the people behind this revolution, and they didn't predict that it will happen. They just went out protesting and asking for their rights and raising three issues: freedom, social justice, and food for all, and security. And it happened when the past regime didn't hear what they are asking for, is that the ceiling of their rights was raised, and at the end, they succeeded in eliminating and removing the past regime.
And of course, that was Mubarak. And then a new president, just recently, June 30th, Morsi was inaugurated. So you've come to that point. But now the hard work is still ahead, because as I understand, now you're having to work on a constitution.
Yes, we are working now on the Constitution, and I hope within the next 2 months the Constitution will be there, and we hope that it will be the Constitution for all the Egyptians. So all the Egyptians will have the same rights, all the Egyptians will have equality, all the Egyptians will live in social justice.
And that would be a change from the past. And going back to what you said about, then if they don't like what's happening, if people don't like what's happening, you don't have to have another revolution, because you'll have a way to change by the Constitution.
You're right. There will be the Constitution that will change. But even the youth are saying, if something happens wrongly, the Tahrir Square is there. So we will go and we will ask and we will demand our rights. No more. We will not talk. No more that we will not speak. No more that we will not raise our voices and claim for our rights.
Mm-hmm. So, as I say, there's work ahead for everybody. I want to change a little bit to what's been happening with the Presbyterian Church, because you have worked with them back and forth in some projects. Both Joining Hands, I understand, and Together for Family Development. Can you tell us a couple of the projects that you thought have been very successful through this program?
Well, we worked 5 years ago on inclusion of disabled children in the stream of education. And this was something that took a long time and a lot of efforts. Because we have about 2 million children in the age, 2 million disabled children in the age of education, and only 34,000 have the rights to be educated. And this comes from the Ministry of Education Census. So it's an official or a governmental, number. So the members of the community, together with people from the National Council of Childhood and Motherhood, came together with more than 300 associations and NGOs in order to try to change some articles in the child law that give chance to the disabled children to be enrolled in the stream of education. And luckily enough, by the year 2008, this law was there, and some implementation, things came from the Ministry of Education to get this law into action. And we are happy now to see hundreds of children of disability have chance, and we will willing that will be thousands in the next future.
Okay. So just an example of hard work does pay off. You just have to keep working at it. So let's talk then a little bit about the next challenge that's coming along.
Well, the next challenge is coming along that we are waiting and seeing and watching the stability that will happen in Egypt in the following years. After any revolution that happens along history, there has to be 2 or 3 years that people come together and join hands, and this comes from our program, Joining Hands. Join hands together for the sake of unity and for the sake for a new environment in the country. So we are willing that most of the NGOs, most of the social activities, most of the societies come together in order we can see a new Egypt in the future.
Mm-hmm. Big major goals there. One of the things that I think you're going to be concerned about more specifically, I guess, is food sovereignty. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, regarding this issue, I mean, we see that we have to have food for all, and food, not only food, but sufficient food and nutrient food, and food not contaminated and not, biological food or food that is not coming from using chemical fertilizers. So I think in the near future, we made some advocacy campaigns upon the big corporates that import some of the fertilizers or the chemical fertilizer that may ruin the land and may harm to the Egyptians.
Food is so, so basic. It would seem like that's something that many people could agree on. I want to switch topic just a little bit. You've been visiting now a number of places, a number of towns, while you're here in Southwest Iowa. Is there something you could highlight, something you say, this is something new, or this is something we really enjoyed seeing and doing while we're here?
Yeah, something maybe for the first time I have seen, we have been today to a dairy farm, and it was the first time to see that, so I was impressed to see about 3,500 cows all together, and to see how this goes, and to see, it was a good experience to me. And I think tomorrow we will go ahead to the zoo, so it will be a good experience also.
And then I understand you're going to be visiting one of the classes at school, and I know that you'll have open their eyes, hopefully, about things that are going on around the world. So that's great for you to do that. What about food? Do you have a favorite American food that you don't get in Egypt, or are you just so hungry for what you have at home?
Well, we have American food in Egypt, And I'm just willing to go back because I feel homesick and I want to see my family.
Yeah, and I understand you have twins?
Yeah, I have a twin. They are 4 years and 9 months, and I am missing them a lot.
Oh, that's such an exciting age. I'm sure they're missing their dad a lot.
Yes, because I think last time when I was here, or one of the times when I was here, they were only months old. So there was no much relation and, playing with them. But now I feel attached to them more and more, so I miss them more. And also, I miss my wife.
Well, that too. But I'm just sure your children will have changed a bit by the time you get back and have learned some new things and be excited to hear your stories about what you did in the United States. We want to thank you for visiting with us. And, of course, you have a compatriot here that we did not visit that came with you. You might just say a bit about him.
Okay, I have a friend, is called Adel, and he's coming with me for the first time to the States, and he is very impressed of what he sees, and he is also impressed of the hospitality and nice welcoming of the Americans when they meet him everywhere. So I hope we will complete our journey safely and go back.
And we do wish you good travels on the rest of your trip and good travels going home. Thank you so much, Dr. Nabil, for visiting with us, and Adel for being here with us and giving us an update about what's happening in Egypt. And until next time, let's all be more aware of what's happening around the world. Well.